This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the bridge method to repair a working relationship after a difficult conversation went wrong. 6 steps to rebuild trust when a hard conversation left things worse. In short, a difficult conversation that goes wrong does not have to stay that way. Repair is possible, but it requires more than time and goodwill. Damage from a poorly handled difficult conversation compounds if left unaddressed. The bridge method gives you a 6-step structure for rebuilding trust and establishing new ground rules. A repaired relationship is often stronger than one that was never tested. Definition: the bridge method is a 6-step relationship repair framework used after a difficult conversation has caused damage to a working relationship. It guides you through apology, reaffirmation, identifying the breakdown, setting new expectations, gaining agreement, and committing to follow-up. You prepared for the conversation. You chose your words. You told yourself you were going to stay calm. And then something shifted: a defensive reaction, a careless phrase, a moment where emotion overtook intention. The difficult conversation did not repair anything. It made things worse. Now the two of you pass each other in the corridor with a silence that has weight to it, and every email feels slightly too formal. I have been in that place more times than I care to admit. The instinct is to wait it out, to hope that time smooths things over. But here is the truth of it: silence after a damaged conversation does not heal the relationship. It just delays the reckoning while the gap quietly widens. The bridge method exists precisely for this situation. In Say It Right Every Time, I developed this framework as a structured path through the aftermath of conflict, specifically for moments when a difficult conversation has left your relationship worse than it found it. It does not ask you to pretend nothing happened. It asks you to do the harder, more honest work of repair. Why a failed difficult conversation needs more than good intentions. Good intentions do not rebuild trust. Structure does. When a difficult conversation has gone badly, both people carry some version of the same experience. Something was said, something landed wrong, and now there is a residue of tension neither person quite knows how to address. Without a framework, most people default to one of two responses. They either avoid the person entirely, which lets resentment calcify, or they attempt an informal patch-up conversation that circles the real issue without naming it. Neither works. What you need is a structured process that gives the repair conversation a clear sequence and a genuine destination. As I put it in Say It Right Every Time, a repaired relationship is often stronger than one that was never tested. But that strength does not come from surviving the conflict. It comes from doing the repair work properly. The bridge method is how you do that work. If the original difficult conversation was itself chaotic, it may also help to look at how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy, which addresses the conflict itself rather than its aftermath. The bridge method. All 6 steps shown in use. This framework appears in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time, in the chapter on conflict resolution and difficult conversations. I designed it specifically for the repair phase after the heat has passed, but before the relationship has recovered. Here is how each step works. Step 1. Begin with an apology. What it is. The first move is an honest, specific acknowledgement of your role in how the conversation went wrong. What it is designed for. Clearing the air before anything else can happen. People cannot receive repair when they are still defending themselves from the original wound. How it works. Number 1. Name the specific behaviour, not a vague general regret. I spoke over you when you were trying to explain your position lands differently than I'm sorry if things got heated. Number 2. Acknowledge the impact, not just the action. I understand that made it difficult for you to feel heard. Number 3. Resist the non-apology. I'm sorry you felt that way is not an apology. It places the responsibility on the other person's reaction rather than your behaviour when to use it. Always. Every bridge conversation begins here, regardless of who carries more of the responsibility for the breakdown, when not to use it. Do not perform a ritual apology when you feel none. An insincere opening poisons the rest of the conversation. If you genuinely cannot find something to own, do the inner work first. Worked example. I want to start by apologizing for how I handled our conversation on Thursday. I interrupted you several times and raised my voice near the end. That was not respectful, and I understand it made it hard for you to say what you needed to say.
Eamon's note.
The apology is not weakness.
It is the door.
Without it, the other 5 steps are locked. Step 2. Reaffirm the relationship. What it is: a direct statement that you value the working relationship and want to preserve it. What it is designed for: establishing that what follows is collaborative, not combative. After a difficult conversation goes wrong, the other person often does not know whether you want repair or another argument. How it works. Number 1. State the value plainly. I value working with you is more powerful than an elaborate speech. Number 2. Connect the value to something specific. The project we delivered together last quarter showed me how well we can work as a team gives it credibility. Number 3. Make the intention clear. That is why I wanted to have this conversation rather than let things stay as they are. When to use it: immediately after the apology. It transforms the tone of everything that follows. When not to use it alone: reaffirming the relationship without following through on the remaining steps is hollow. It needs to be the start of something, not the end. Worked example: I want you to know that I genuinely respect you and the work you bring to this team. Our working relationship matters to me, and I did not want to leave things the way they were after last week. Eamon's note: people are far more willing to do the hard work of repair when they know the relationship is worth something to you. Step 3. Identify the breakdown. What it is: a mutual exploration of what actually went wrong in the original difficult conversation, beneath the surface argument. What it is designed for: naming the real issue. Most difficult conversations go wrong not because of the stated disagreement, but because of something underneath it: a perceived lack of respect, an unmet expectation, a feeling of not being heard. Until you name that layer, you're not repairing the right thing. How it works. Number 1. Share your own reading of what broke down, using neutral language. I think things escalated when I felt my judgment was being dismissed is more useful than you dismissed me. Number 2. Invite their version. What was your experience of where things went wrong? Then listen without interrupting. Number 3. Look for the underlying need. As I note and say it right every time, most conflicts are just two people with unmet needs. When you can see past the anger to the need beneath it, a real solution becomes possible. When to use it. This step takes the most time. Give it space. When not to use it. Do not use this step to reopen the original argument. The goal is understanding, not re-adjudicating who is right. Worked example. From my side, I think things broke down when we started talking past each other about the timeline. I felt like my concerns were not being taken seriously, and I responded by pushing harder instead of pausing to hear you. Does that match your experience? Eamon's note: this is the step most people want to skip. It feels vulnerable to name what hurt, but naming it is the only way to actually address it. If feedback delivery was part of what went wrong, how to use the bridge method to repair a relationship damaged by poorly delivered feedback covers that specific context in more depth. Step 4. Discuss new expectations. What it is: a forward-looking conversation about how the two of you will handle difficult conversations differently in the future. What it is designed for: replacing the unspoken assumptions that caused the breakdown with explicit, co-created agreements. How it works. Number 1. Name what was missing. I think we never agreed on how we would handle disagreements when a deadline was under pressure. Number 2. Invite co-creation. What would make it easier for you to raise a concern before things reach the point they did last week? Number 3. Be specific. If either of us starts to feel unheard, we agree to call a 10-minute pause is a real agreement. We will communicate better is not when to use it. Once the breakdown has been named and acknowledged by both people, when not to use it. Do not dictate the new expectations. A solution imposed on one person is not a solution. It is a temporary ceasefire. Both people need to shape what comes next. Worked example. Going forward, I would like to agree that if either of us feels the conversation is getting unproductive, we can call a short break without it being seen as avoidance. Would that work for you? Eamon's note: unspoken expectations are premeditated resentments. This step exists to replace the unspoken with the agreed. For situations where unresolved tension has been building for longer than a single conversation, how to rebuild trust after unresolved tension has damaged a working relationship addresses the deeper repair work. Step 5. Gain agreement. What it is: a verbal confirmation from both people that they understand and accept the new expectations, and that they are committed to moving forward. What it is designed for: preventing the conversation from ending in ambiguity. A vague "I think we're good" is not an agreement. A verbal agreement is not enough on its own, but it is where the commitment becomes real. How it works. Number one, summarize what has been agreed. So we have agreed that we will both flag concerns earlier, and that either of us can request a pause if the conversation escalates. Is that right? Number two, invite any final concerns. Is there anything else you need for me to feel confident moving forward? Number three, end with a clear mutual close. Both people should leave the conversation knowing it is complete, not suspended. When to use it. Do not skip it in the interest of speed. The few minutes it takes to confirm the agreement explicitly are worth more than any amount of goodwill without clarity when not to use it. Do not press for agreement if the other person is not yet ready. If they need more time to process, honour that. An agreement extracted under pressure will not hold. Worked example. Before we close, I want to make sure we are both clear on what we have agreed. If either of us feels a conversation is going sideways, we pause and reconvene within 24 hours. Are we both comfortable with that? Eamon's note. Shaking hands on something specific is the moment a repair conversation becomes a repair. Step 6. Establish a follow-up. What it is. A scheduled check-in to confirm that the repair is holding and that the new expectations are being honoured. What it is designed for. Converting a single conversation into a sustained change in how the two of you work together. Most repair attempts fail not because the initial conversation was dishonest, but because there was no mechanism to test whether it was real. How it works. Number 1. Name a specific time. Let us check in at the end of next week, just briefly, to see how things feel. A specific moment is far more likely to happen than our general intention. Number 2. Keep it low-key. The follow-up is not a second repair conversation. It is a simple temperature check. Are we good? Is there anything we need to adjust? Number 3. Use it as a foundation. If the check-in goes well, it builds genuine confidence that the repair has taken root. If something still feels off, you have a moment to address it before it compounds. When to use it? Always. This step is what separates a genuine repair from a polite performance. When not to use it? Do not let the follow-up become surveillance. One brief, honest check-in is enough. Worked example. I would like to suggest we check in briefly this time next week, not a formal meeting, just 5 minutes to see how things feel between us. Would that be all right? Eamon's note. The follow-up is where you discover whether you repaired the relationship or just paused the conflict. They are not the same thing. Choosing when the bridge method is the right tool. Not every tense exchange calls for the full six-step process. The table below gives you a quick read on where to reach for this framework and when a different approach fits better. Situation best approach. Difficult conversation went badly. Relationship is visibly strained bridge method. Active conflict still unresolved. Both parties dug in deal method first, then bridge. Feedback was poorly delivered and caused offense bridge method feedback variation. Tension between two colleagues who are not engaging mediated deal approach. Conflict erupted in a meeting setting, how to handle conflict during meetings, then bridge. Broader breakdown across a team deal method for team dynamics. The bridge method is specifically a repair framework. It works best after the heat of a difficult conversation has passed and both people have had at least a short interval to settle. If the conflict is still live and emotions are still high, you may need to use the deal method to diffuse tension between two colleagues who refuse to cooperate first, and then return to bridge once you have a calmer foundation. For deeper or more entrenched breakdowns, how the bridge method rebuilds working relationships after tension has created a genuine breakdown addresses those more complex scenarios in full. Where people go wrong when they try to repair a relationship. I have watched people fail at repair not because they lacked goodwill, but because they made entirely predictable mistakes. These are the three I see most often. The mistake. Skipping straight to how do we move forward without addressing what went wrong. Why it happens. It feels more positive to focus on the future. Examining the breakdown feels risky and uncomfortable. What to do instead? You cannot build on ground you have not cleared. Steps 3 and 4 of the bridge method are not optional. The repair only holds if both people understand and name what actually broke. The mistake. Offering a non-apology that shifts blame back to the other person. Why it happens. Pride. The feeling that you are not the only one at fault. And that a full apology means accepting all the responsibility. What to do instead? Apologize for your specific part, clearly, and without qualification. You can hold your own perspective on the conflict and still own your role in how it unfolded. These are not mutually exclusive. The mistake. ending the conversation without a specific agreement or a follow-up plan. Why it happens? The conversation felt positive, so both people assume things are resolved. The absence of visible conflict feels like repair. What to do instead? Name what has been agreed. Set a follow-up time. A conversation that ends warmly but vaguely has not produced a repair. It has produced a temporary thaw. Real repair requires steps 5 and 6. If you want to build stronger defenses against these moments in the first place, how to use the core framework to stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction addresses the emotional regulation skills that prevent conversations from derailing in the first instance. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building the muscle for repair conversations over time. The bridge method is not difficult to understand. It is difficult to use well under pressure, in a real conversation, with someone you are in genuine conflict with. That difficulty is not a sign the framework is flawed. It is a sign that repair conversations are a skill, and skills require practice. In Chapter 15 of Say It Right Every Time, I outline a progressive plan for building fluency with exactly these kinds of high-stakes conversations. The principle is simple. You do not start with the hardest conversation you have avoided for 6 months. You build from lower-stakes situations toward higher ones, accumulating competence and confidence as you go. Start by using the method structure in a low-stakes repair, perhaps a small misunderstanding with a colleague where the relationship is generally solid. Work through all 6 steps even when you do not need the full process. The goal is to make the sequence feel natural before you need it for something harder. Then track your progress honestly. After each repair conversation, ask yourself, which steps did I handle well? Where did I rush or skip? What would I do differently next time? That kind of deliberate reflection compounds over time. Small improvements, repeated consistently, produce genuine mastery. I have watched people transform their ability to handle conflict not through dramatic breakthroughs, but through that quiet, steady practice. What to carry forward after the repair conversation? Here is what I know after 60 years of getting this wrong and occasionally getting it right. The difficult conversation that went badly is not the end of anything, unless you let it be. Repair is always available. But it does not happen through goodwill alone, and it does not happen through time alone. It happens through a clear, honest, structured process that gives both people a way back to solid ground. The bridge method is that process. 6 steps, each one building on the last, each one moving the relationship from damage towards something stronger. Begin with an apology. Reaffirm the relationship. Identify the breakdown. Discuss new expectations. Gain agreement. Establish a follow-up. That is the whole of it, and it is enough. The next time a difficult conversation leaves things worse than it found them, do not wait for the silence to become permanent. Reach for the bridge method, follow the steps, and do the work. A repaired relationship is almost always worth the courage it takes to start that conversation. Frequently asked questions. What is the bridge method? The bridge method is a 6-step relationship repair framework designed to rebuild trust after a conflict or difficult conversation has caused damage. It stands for begin with an apology, reaffirm the relationship, identify the breakdown, discuss new expectations, gain agreement, and establish a follow-up. When should you use the bridge method after a difficult conversation? Use the bridge method when a difficult conversation has left a working relationship visibly strained, when communication has become guarded or withdrawn, or when a conflict ended without genuine resolution and the tension is still affecting how two people work together. How is the bridge method different from a standard apology? A standard apology addresses what you did. The bridge method goes further. It repairs the relationship, names what actually broke down, agrees on new expectations, and creates a follow-up plan. It turns a one-sided gesture into a shared, structured commitment to move forward. Can you use the bridge method with a manager or someone senior to you? Yes, the method adapts to any professional relationship. With a manager, you may need to be more measured in how you name the breakdown, but the core steps remain the same. A genuine apology and a clear request to establish new expectations work at every level of an organization. What if the other person is not willing to engage with the repair conversation? You cannot force someone to engage, but you can control your own conduct. Complete the steps. You can offer the apology, reaffirm the relationship's value, and name what you believe broke down. That alone often creates enough space for the other person to respond in kind. How long does a bridge method conversation typically take? Most bridge conversations run between 15 and 30 minutes when both people come prepared. The goal is not length, but completeness. Brushing through the steps produces a verbal agreement without real repair. Give each step the time it genuinely needs. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.